saying, you were telling me that you were just with Roger Staubach, one of my heroes.
I spoke to him on the phone earlier today. I tell you what happened. Trump was at the Army-Navy game over the weekend, right? And he did an interview on CBS at halftime. And what he said, Tucker, was, I don't know if it's necessarily the best football, but it's very good. But boy, do they have spirit more than anybody. It's beautiful. Typical Trump. Staubach was interviewed by a writer for the New York Daily News. Here's the headline. Staubach to Donald Trump. Army-Navy football players deserve your respect, not your insults. So in this three-page article, I'm looking for the... I've known Staubach for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's ever insulted anyone other than
That's
with a
true.
Victory on the football field. And just so the audience knows, I mean, this guy... Naval Academy, Heisman Trophy winner,
yes.
Served the Navy in Vietnam, quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, won two Super Bowls, MVP of one of them. I mean, he's about as American as they get. The one quote in here, Tucker, says, service football from Staubach is extremely respectable and very competitive. They've won some big games. They're not in the top 10, but it's still good football. I really enjoy watching service football. So I called Staubach today, very successful real estate businessman in Dallas, Texas, and I read him that headline. I said, Roger, did you say that? And here's what he said. That is far from the truth. First of all, I don't think Trump said anything bad. He had a lot of good things to say. I know the writer wanted to get into the anti-Trump thing, and I wasn't going to go there. A story like this is dishonest. He did not insult Navy, meaning Trump. I did not come close to insulting him, meaning Trump. That's why I don't even like to talk to reporters, Bill. But the cat's out of the bag. I mean, this thing is all over the internet. It's at CBSSports.com.
That's
unbelievable. It's at NFL.com. The headline in CBS Sports is this. Staubach goes to Trump over Army-Navy game insults.